You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A couple of months ago, a group of Asian New Zealand street dancers banded together to create a moving image dance cover to The Wandering Songstress. This project was called Horizons, as it explores how Asian New Zealanders got to where they are today, as someone before them followed their dreams and pursued a certain horizon of a distant land. Horizons explores Asian migrants' themes in Aotearoa, New Zealand, and looks at personal journeys through the expression of street dance, visual imagery, and music, whilst acknowledging and remembering those who came before them. I spoke to Diana Hugh, part of Street Talk and the Horizons Project, about this piece and how it ties in with exploring one's identity. I started off by asking her about how this all got started.
I think it started when I first heard the track, and I just thought, man, I really want to do like a dance video to the track if possible. That was probably about like 5-6 years ago. So the track, the song was actually created in the 1930s in China during a very pivotal time of history in China. I won't go into it for this interview. And then Shanghai Restoration Project, they've done an amazing contemporary version of the track and very danceable as well. And the song is a very poetic piece about like a young girl looking for her love, and that doesn't tell you what her love is, but she switches basically to the ends of the world for that love. So yeah, and then I applied for funding from Foundation North, and they gave me generous funding to cover the cost. So yeah, I guess that was like early last year. So I worked for it throughout like last year, and I finally released it just a month or two ago. I have a background in street dance. I started doing popping and also breaking or breakdancing back in 2005. So I've always been really involved with the community, and I also really wanted to showcase the amazing talent in the street dance freestyle battle community, and also with finding my identity. So I immigrated to New Zealand when I was 7 years old, and it's been an interesting journey. At first I was actually ashamed of my culture, but I think in high school I started to really embrace it and learn about it, and it's always a journey, and my story isn't unique. My story is not unique. Growing up here, like, I always feel like I'm perceived as a foreigner, even though I've been here since I was 7, but then going back to China, as soon as people see the way I dress or the way I talk, they know I didn't grow up there. So I guess it's also just that journey of finding belonging, but also having like two worlds as well growing up, my Chinese side and also just embracing my life here in New Zealand. And yeah.
What is the significance of the medium that you've used, that being street dance, mixing in with this, the process of making it into a film in order to really connect with the audience?
I use street dance firstly because I wanted to really showcase the talent, but also as part of my journey in finding identity, and with many others as well, like growing up in a country that isn't your ethnic origin, we tend to find identity in various subcultures. So for me, it was in the subculture of hip-hop and in the dance. And within that culture, you know, there's values that come with it and the community that come with it that bring me and bring all of us a sense of identity and belonging. So I guess, like in the video, it shows a young girl and she meets different dancers in her journey. And that's kind of representative of, you know, encountering another culture that's quite universal. Like hip-hop culture, it was birthed in New York in the 60s, 70s. And it grew out of like the Bronx, which was the ghetto, I guess. And it came from African-American and also Latino youth at the time. Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, I'm Chinese, I grew up here, but I identify with that subculture that came from America back in the 70s. So there's kind of different layers to it, I guess. Yeah, that's why I chose street dance, because it's kind of unique to my kind of lived experience. And why did I do it in video form? Well, I actually got a background in visual arts and lens media, so it was a medium that I felt I was comfortable working with. and that I could kind of express or share the message through that visual medium and kind of symbology, visual symbology. Yeah, it kind of came together that way.
Now, I wanted to ask you about the migrant themes that are explored, as well as I'm reading here that you highlight different people's own personal journeys through this expression of street dance. What was that like for the people involved?
I think from feedback from some of the dancers, it was a good experience and it inspired them to possibly explore that in their own art form, whether it's through dance or other creative projects. I think it was quite inspiring for them. And also, yeah, I think it was a positive process, which was what I hoped for. And I guess, yeah, I think before we even did the workshopping of creating the routines, we would kind of share with each other what kind of our background was briefly. And it was good to, you know, kind of get to know the dancers more, just, I mean, I know them already through, like, dance, but it's good to know them a bit more as well, like their personal lives a little bit. Yeah, I really hope that that it could be a theme that's explored, I guess, if they want to go that way. Because, like I said, our migrant stories aren't unique, I guess, but I feel like maybe it isn't explored as much as it can be in New Zealand. So, yeah.
What would your message be for those wanting to explore their own identity, especially Asian New Zealanders, as well as, you know, explore their own personal migrant stories? Do you think that visual arts and dance and creativity of some of any sort really is a very powerful medium to do so?
Yeah, I definitely think the creative arts is very powerful. You know, even I'm just thinking back to 1930s when that song was created, there was so much creative thought as well as intellectual thought, and it all kind of meshed together and it formed a lot of the thinking of the time. So I think, like, creative arts has so much power to shape our world and shape our worldview for the good as well. And in terms of how do we discover more about you know, our roots and migrant. I think we've pretty much, most of us, I believe, would have that, you know, right in our doorstep, like at home, like talking to parents or grandparents. They have so much history and stories to share. I love talking with my grandparents or my grandmas, because my granddad's not alive. So I love talking with them and just really hearing history and stories. Obviously, we've got the internet now, so Google's a good source to find out. Even talking with other migrants, I guess, and finding their journeys. And there's different shows that are scattered around. A show I went to recently, it was called Song for My Ladies, and it was a reading of a play. And it was covering the Sri Lankan civil unrest back in, I can't remember what time period, but it was really excellent. And I got to learn about another kind of Asian culture and the history through that. So there's, like, shows and stuff that you could check out when there's arts festivals and things like that.
Would you like to do something like this again? Would there potentially be another Horizons project that you'd like to work on? Or would you like to explore something a bit deeper?
Yeah, definitely would love to have the opportunity to do that. I guess projects, it always comes out of inspiration, and kind of when that inspiration comes and when you have all the ideas and everything's moving, then it can happen. So I've already got some ideas, but I guess it's just kind of living life, and then kind of more ideas come and everything kind of fits in together, like Horizons. And then, yeah, so I would definitely love the opportunity, and also just waiting as well for the right ideas to come into play.
That was Diana Hugh, part of the Horizons Project, and Street Talk, speaking about their Moving Image dance cover, which looks into the Asian migrant story and explores one's identity.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.